The Holy Gospel according to Matthew. Glory to you, O Lord. Jesus said to the 12, "Whoever welcomes you welcomes me, and whoever welcomes me welcomes the one who sent me. Whoever welcomes a prophet in the name of a prophet will receive a prophet's reward, and whoever welcomes a righteous person in the name of a righteous person will receive the reward of the righteous. And whoever gives even a cup of cold water to one of these little ones in the name of a disciple, truly I tell you, none of these will lose their reward." The Gospel of the Lord. Praise to you, O Christ. Please be seated. Not like the brazen giant of Greek fame, with conquering limbs astride from land to land, here at our sea-washed sunset gate shall stand a mighty woman with a torch, whose flame is the imprisoned lightning, and her name, Mother of Exiles. From her beacon hand glows worldwide welcome. Her mild eyes command the air-bridged harbor that twin cities frame. "Keep, ancient lands, your storied pomp," cries she, with silent lips. "Give me your tired, your poor, your huddled masses yearning to breathe free, the wretched refuse of your teeming shore. Send these, the homeless, the tempest-tossed, to me. I lift my lamp beside the golden door." These words are known as the New Colossus, a poem written by Emma Lazarus in 1883, and it was part of a competition to come up with money for the Statue of Liberty. Now, Lady Liberty is this giant statue of a woman holding a torch in her right hand and a tablet in her left hand. Anybody know what's written on the tablet? That's at the pedestal. What's written on the tablet? It's the Declaration of Independence date, so July 4th, 1776. Now, Lady Liberty is the one who greeted people to Ellis Island during that particular span of immigration in the late 1800s and the early 1900s, and she continues to be a distinct figure that people recognize when they watch movies and TV shows, showing her at the very edge of what city? New York, the largest city in the United States. Now, as someone who finds her heritage among those who immigrated during this time period, because I'm not indigenous to what we now call North America, and well, thanks to the potato famine, my people immigrated to what we now know as the United States, I've always been fascinated by Ellis Island and Lady Liberty. Now, we have some of the documents in my family where it shows my relatives checking in at Ellis Island, where their names were changed because it was easier to spell or say, where their health was evaluated to prove their worthiness of whether or not they could come in, where their heritage was evaluated and documented, only to see if they were welcome in this new land that they had traveled to. Now, I've always been in awe of these early ancestors of mine, the ones who took the risk and came across the Atlantic Ocean, hoping that after surviving this particular journey, they'd be allowed past the checkpoint and through security to find places to be in this nation that we call home. They trusted that they would be welcomed, accepted, and embraced as new citizens of the United States, the land of the free. Which begs the question, what does it mean to be free? What does it mean to be set free, to be liberated, to have the chains around your ankles broken, much like Lady Liberty? Jesus says, "Whoever welcomes you welcomes me, and whoever welcomes me welcomes the one who sent me." Freedom is a word that we have already been seeing in advertisements and will continue to see as July 4th sales fill our newspapers and our email boxes, right? Because if you haven't thought about freedom lately, you certainly need to buy a new mattress to celebrate your freedom, right? Freedom is the space in which one has been set free and now has the power to free the other. Freedom is a space to welcome, to embrace, and to accept. Freedom is the ability to offer a cold glass of water to someone on their journey in the name of something bigger than yourself. Now, Jesus' words in the portion of Matthew's story that we heard this morning is a set of instructions for the disciples who are getting ready to go out and do this ministry that is being asked of them. Jesus has set the tone. Jesus is holding the torch and the tablet and is the embodiment of having the chains set free in death and resurrection. That's what his teaching is about, right? That he is going to come in this way that they don't even begin to understand. So he's inviting the disciples to teach the same message of freedom. And the disciples are hearing these words and seeing their friend, their teacher, their savior, and they now get to respond to this journey of freedom. The disciples are going to walk, are going to ride donkeys, are going to get into boats and do whatever it takes to get them out into the world to share the message of God's love for all people. And Jesus tells them they are to experience the welcome of others, the hospitality like a cup of cold water. Now, it's pretty simple to hope for a cup of water, right? Like, it is a low bar of hospitality if you have water coming out of your sink, if you have one of those refrigerators where you just push your cup up against, the water comes out, if you keep bottled water around, whatever it is. Like, it's fairly low for those of us living in the United States in this time and place. Epiphany Church in Valdez offered the Alaska Synod Youth this past week. Many of you knew that I was on a youth trip with Dawson and Levi, as well as Becca Pye and her friend Izzy, and about 21 total youth, 6 adults and 1 baby. So it was a good crew of us. Aiden was a baby and he was our little mascot, I think. But Epiphany Church in Valdez offered the use of their space, the use of their building, the use of resources like kayaks and canoes, the gift of an amazing halibut fish fry, and probably more rolls of toilet paper than they ever thought possible to be used in 1 week. But we knew that would be the case. This was an easy ask, right? It was an easy welcome. We figured that a church, a part of our synod, our collection of other churches, would say, yeah, you can bring the kids to come hang out with us. But what about the welcome of someone you don't know, of someone you've never met before? When have you felt the welcome of something as big as Lady Liberty or as small as a cup of water, just a little bit? And when have you offered the bronze torch to those who have traveled across rough seas just to experience the warmth of a new home? When have you been able to offer a cup of cold water for someone for whom it would mean life instead of death? In this time of July 4th festivities, of barbecues and picnics and celebrations, I invite you to reflect on where you have been welcomed and where you have welcomed. Where have you experienced freedom because someone has shown you the way? Where have you experienced freedom because someone else has given you a cup of cold water? And where have you shown this same freedom? Being a follower of Christ means that we have been set free, first and foremost. And then we are invited to live life as liberated people, as freed people who are not afraid of death having the final word, who are not afraid of being in the unknown because we have been gathered into this new way of being, to be freed people. It's a new identity in Christ. And then, as set free people, we are invited to live out this liberation to all who we encounter. Who do we welcome? Who do we invite? Who do we feed and clothe and fill their cup and give away rolls and rolls and rolls of toilet paper to? Who are the tired, the poor, the huddled masses among us this day? And where is God calling us to be in relationship with the other? This is a question that I don't think that there's one answer to. It's not that Pastor Meredith can give you the magical solution and say, yeah, we got it all figured out, right? But this is one of those times where we get to ask the question and reflect on it in our lives because it looks different for all of us. Maybe it's a family member that we struggled with. Maybe it's a coworker or a neighbor. Maybe it's somebody that we don't even know. Who are we invited to be in relationship with in our being set free by Christ? Where have we been set free to free? Where might we offer the cool, refreshing sips of water that we were first offered through Christ. Where is freedom today? Thanks be to God. Amen.